Okay. Alec, is that the perfect response, I guess, from the players after what's been perhaps a difficult week with lots of confusion surrounding the club, to go out there and put a performance like that in?
Well, I think if we're honest, we could probably play better, particularly in the first hour. I thought first half, you know, we started the game reasonably well, but obviously the deflection into his own goal was unfortunate, but it got Leeds a foothold in the game, and it certainly wasn't a comfortable first half in the end. But second half, we'd started reasonably well. I'm sending off, obviously, kills them a little bit with the penalty, scoring the penalty. It was always going to be a difficult afternoon for them after that, really. So, in the end, you know, we look comfortable winners. But I think there's always key moments in any game. And, you know, Tommy Hoban had a chance in the first half with a header, but then Jason Pearce had a header that he might have done better with at the start of the second half. So, I don't think we should get too carried away. I think it's a great win, 3 points, and we move on to Tuesday.
As you say, that red card incident changed the whole game because Leeds perhaps hadn't hurt you too much but had appeared pretty comfortable.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think there was any chances particularly. I don't think Aurelio has had a save to make, but they certainly kept the ball from us for periods of time in that towards the end of the first half. And I think everybody's getting a bit frustrated, really, both the players and the supporters. So it was important that we made the breakthrough and got that second goal, but obviously, added bonus, I suppose, from our point of view, was that then they had 10 men.
Such is the wealth of talent at your disposal. Fernando Forestieri sort of partners Troy this afternoon, and he put in perhaps the type of performance everybody expects from him. It was a really entertaining and exciting performance for him. And that second goal that he scored really got the crowd off their seats.
Yeah,
it?
Well, a really special goal, the second one. And, you know, we all know, I think, anyone that's been here in the last couple of years has realised what a talented player he is. And it's just getting that consistency, I suppose, from him, and it's nice from our point of view that we have got such varied and different strikers, and exciting strikers, all of them. So we're fortunate like that, and Fernando's come in and taken his chance very well.
Icing on the cake was that Daniel Terzic free kick. We've seen lots of them on YouTube before he came here. Nice to see one finally go in for him.
Yeah, it was a great strike. I think possibly the goalkeeper would be a bit disappointed it got beaten on his side, you know, as good a strike as it was. I don't want to take anything away from Daniel, but yeah, it was nice to see one hit the back of the net from him.
Leeds, I guess, perhaps lost their discipline a little towards the end. Did you have any view of that second red card?
I was actually on the way down from the director's box, so I didn't even realise they'd had another man sent off till I got in the dressing room. So I'll have a look at it, but you know, unfortunately the lads got up and, you know, made a gesture of his head at Daniel Puddle, and, you know, violent conduct these days, you know, you don't have to do too much.
Important, I guess, for your side to keep their discipline, because it got a bit far. Those last 2 or 3 minutes were a little bit fractious. Important just to avoid any of those situations, which didn't want to take the gloss off the afternoon.
No, that's right. And, you know, both from you know, from a discipline point of view and also from an injury point of view, you don't want to lose players. And, you know, everybody's come off with a smile on their face, and, you know, it's a feel-good factor now, and we can move on to Tuesday with the cup match. So, you know, it's going to be another tough game. But, you know, like 3 home games in a trot, it's quite unusual in this day and age. So hopefully we can take advantage.
I guess everybody will want to know, is everybody still smiling, and is there a feel-good factor after what we've all heard about over the last few days, and obviously what was sparked by what happened at Rotherham on Tuesday night?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, there's been no problems. You know, we had a practice match which players hadn't played Tuesday against Wimbledon, played on Wednesday, 45 minutes or so each. Then there was a day off Thursday. Friday was obviously the build-up to the game, and today's happened. So there's no problem from my point of view, as far as I've seen. You know, it's all about winning matches and preparing for the next one, and that's what we're trying to do.
Lloyd Dyer obviously was left out of the whole 18 today. Is that, should we read anything more into that after what happened on Tuesday?
I don't think so, no. I think it's, you know, obviously I don't make those decisions. That's down to Beppe and his coaches. But at the same time, you know, we're very fortunate with the amount of players and the amount of quality that we've got. And not everybody is going to be involved week in, week out. So, you know, Lewis McGugan's not been in the squad again as well. And Sean Murray's not involved again today. So it's not just Lloyd. And I know people are always going to look at that incident. But I'm sure Lloyd, you know, and those other players will probably be involved on Tuesday.
Perfect.